In case y'all don't know, this is the world's late. What am I saying? Fuck, it's been a while. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children above ages, you are now tuned into the world's most dangerous podcast. I want all the smoke. Yes. I am Illuminati or Will Hayes, Illuminati Giuliani, whatever you want to call me. It doesn't matter. I'm surrounded by two distinguished.
Yeah.
Two
esteemed
gentlemen.
And distinguished.
Esteemed.
Distinguished, nigga.
Highly blessed, highly favored gentlemen. Sound off, my nigga. Sound off.
Yeah, what up? It's your boy Idol AK. Are we doing AKs right away?
Yeah, sure. We haven't done AKAs in a while. If you don't want to do it, do it.
Oh, okay,
if you
okay. Do it, do yeah, it. What up? It's Idol. You know what I mean? Ready to kick the facts. Facts only.
Only just the facts. Are we hitting them with facts today? I feel
probably
like we should just start with just hit it with the lies. Just straight lie to these motherfuckers.
Yo, it's your boy Thaddeus. AKA Google Me Baby.
Google Me Baby. And yeah, AKA Will Hayes, AKA Illuminati Giuliani. That's it. That's how we doing. How y'all motherfuckers doing?
Chip.
Took a little break. How's that? How's things going?
Good.
It's good, man. Just chilling out, fucking working on the store. Been mad busy. Like I said, we had that Gabrielle Luna in the store from Robbie Ray's Ghost Rider and T2, and going to be in the new Last of Us film. He was a really dope cat. Had that last week. It was dope.
That's awesome. Motherfuckers hobnobbing with celebrities and shit. Like, he just pulled a huge stunt on us. Like, yeah, you know, we just had the dude from Ghost Rider over. He's filming
the
movie.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
Just chill.
He was dope. We chatted. He's really into sports, basketball, football.
You ain't gonna tell nobody how he asked to come hang out with you, and you was like, nah, son. Nah, son.
Like, yo, you put me on blast because now I gotta fucking tell the whole story. So
nah,
my crib wasn't
just,
right. That's the dry snitch right there. My crib wasn't right.
Just let him know.
And
you
so
was
when I told him I was gonna go home and watch the game, and he was like, "Yo, where you watching the game at? Like, you wanted to come, and I was just my crib wasn't ready. It's not ready. I got that. I just bought that squat rack. The shit's kind of everywhere. You know what I mean? I just was not ready for Ghost Rider.
I just
want to
be in a position where a motherfucker that I watched on Disney Plus says, yo, let's go hang out. And I could be like, nah, son, nah. You know what I'm saying? I really don't like, you know, outside niggas in my house, son. We all right, though.
So, yo, how'd you play it off? Like,
you know what it is.
Can't let niggas know where I rest at.
Right?
But, yo, how'd you play it off?
Oh, no, I was just like, you know, just fucking working on life and shit. We just chilling.
Nah, son. But listen, next time you in town, here's my number. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we go out something. But yo, right now, and I heard you ain't a Seahawks fan either, son. Like, ghost ride your way back to the hotel, B. Like, the fuck. Yeah. Ghost ride the whip, B. Ghost ride the whip.
Yeah.
That's dope. What about you, Daddy? What was your week like? Your last couple weeks like?
Yeah, fuck. Just chilling, man. Same old shit. Groundhog Day, man. Every day's the same.
Yeah.
Day after day.
Had a mini heart attack.
There you go.
Are you joking?
Nah, I am joking. I just had...
Oh, okay.
I had, like, some weird heart shit, but then I went to the hospital, and they told me my heart was, like, ridiculously
fine?
Healthy. Yeah, it's totally fine. I'm like, well, then what the fuck's wrong with me? They're like, nothing. So
probably just anxiety, nigga.
Yeah,
nigga,
yeah.
Nigga ain't showing up for the smoke. You're probably just like, oh, these niggas are gonna get me off the show. Oh, my God. Oh, shit, baby, I can't breathe.
Can't breathe.
You know
how
that anxiety
breathe.
Kicks? I actually had a bit of anxiety, so I know the struggles of that, man. That's real deal.
But,
like, you really think you can't breathe and shit. It might not have been that, but I'm saying some of that heart ailments and little weird shit, I hate that shit.
Yeah, I don't think it was anxiety at all. Like, it happened while I was playing basketball. So I was like...
So were you getting like crossed over? You're just like, oh, shit, I'm looking horrible out here.
Man's needing an excuse.
I can't breathe, baby.
Man's needing that excuse. He's like,
we was winning too, so like there's nothing to be anxious about.
I'm getting fucked up. I'm getting fucked up in the game. Hold on. Elizabeth is the big one. I'm coming. This is pull this thing off the court. That's but well, isn't that like the worst? Like if you go to the doctor after like thinking that you die and the doctor's like, no, you're perfectly healthy. I don't know what's going on with you. And you're like, thanks, doc. Like you're supposed to be the expert. Now I gotta be worried about what the fuck is all in my head. Now I'm a nut. Like, would you rather have a doctor tell you, he's like, yeah, eat less salt?
Yeah, something, right? Because he was just like, yeah, you're fine. He's like, and you don't even need a follow-up. Just don't come back here, basically.
Wait, is this the ivermectin resources, doctor? Nigga.
Is this the ivermectin doctor?
No, this is at the hospital.
Oh, okay.
I think it was the ivermectin. You might just tosses opinion, you a bro. Fucking Werther's and a shot of and a shot of Patron. He's just like, you're good, nigga. Go on.
Take a Werther's. It's all good.
It's crazy. My resting heart rate was like 45. And then he looked at that. He's like, dude, your heart's fine. Get the fuck out of here. Like, all right.
Niggas in Zen mode. Resting heart rate is at 45, nigga. This nigga's at Zen mode. My resting heart rate's like at like 120 on a good day.
Yeah.
It's like, bum, 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 bum.
Now my heart is like, yeah. It's like great. Like, he's like, no, you're like unrealistically healthy.
That's good then.
This nigga's fucking
so what do you think
here.
It was? Maybe you just like got a little too tired or?
That's what I thought.
Maybe the COVID lung shit. It was just cutting your breath more than you thought.
Mm. Maybe
you're just not used to having that little breath, right? And it kind of freaked you out. Cause trust me, when a nigga like me be running too much, it's just like, like I don't know if I'm gonna catch this. Like, you know what I mean? Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe that COVID, like, just
that's what I would have thought. Hit you. But I was like, the only reason I went to the hospital because like this was going on for like 2-3 days, where I was just like getting these little palpitations and like irregular breathing and whatnot. So like,
well, 2-3 days?
Yeah, it started on Sunday night, and I went to the hospital on Wednesday. So I was like,
have you thought of a second opinion then?
I mean, I guess I should. This guy convinced
me. If you're
me,
worried,
like
if it ain't come,
he's like,
yeah, but if it ain't coming back, like if it was just a, like, is it? Are you still hitting? Is it still hitting you?
It's definitely like lowering like every day. Like even today, I feel a little bit, but just. It's going away.
I would definitely go. I would just go somewhere else. Like, not because I don't believe that doctor, but
yeah.
Yo, even
it is
famous
a hospital doctor. He may be
it.
Like, yo, you if you ain't gonna take up one of these beds that we need to keep open for these COVID folks, like you good, you perfectly healthy in 2021 terms as perfectly healthy, right? Like, you might need to go see the ivermectin nigga and get that Werther that shot, that Werther and that tequila shot. He might say, yo, listen. You know,
that's crazy. Werther's dipped in cognac. There you go.
Hey, that actually sounds
kind of delicious, good. Doesn't it?
Little Werther's. Cognac Werther's? I'm going to start giving that shit out on Halloween to see.
Yeah, exactly.
The cognac Werther's. Mr.
Have
good
we,
stuff
I guess
telling
we,
me to turn
we,
my mic up.
I guess we, have we even been here since Halloween?
I
don't even think so.
Been where?
Like, did the show.
Oh, since Halloween?
Yeah.
What are we on right now? November 21st? Yeah. I think we have been. We've been here since Halloween.
Okay.
I think because November 21st, if I check the calendar, Halloween was the 31st. Yeah, we did the 6th, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we just missed
and then
2 weeks.
A week off.
Yeah,
took
probably.
No, wait.
We only missed two. I thought we missed 3 weeks.
Yeah, we missed the 6th, we missed the 13th, and now the 20th would have been yesterday where we would have regularly recorded, and today's the... Yeah, we haven't been here since Halloween, so happy Halloween, niggas.
Happy Halloween. No, that's terrible. Let's get to the stories.
What do we got going on today?
But before we do that, Will, how about you, man? How was your couple weeks?
It's been all right. I can't complain. You know what I'm saying? The week's been good. I haven't been doing shit. DJing, streaming. I got back into streaming a little bit. Been playing some Halo. That Yakuza game's been fucking taking up a lot of my time. I spent the whole week playing Yakuza. Like, not even streaming this shit.
Is that the new one that's turn-based?
Yeah, the Like a Dragon. Yeah.
Is it dope?
That's my joint, bro. That's my joint.
Okay, good. We won't talk too much about it, though, because Daddy checks out.
Daddy don't play video games. He check out as soon as you start playing video games. Shout out to Mr. Good Stuff. How you doing, family? Thanks for tuning in. I don't know who else is in the chat. We got 3 viewers, which is dope.
Yeah, good stuff. What it's up? Probably
Mr. Good Stuff, me and Mrs. Good Stuff. That's, you know, that's what it is. Yeah, so what do we got? What do we got on the docket? It's been a while, to be honest. I haven't even hit the Trello. So let's just toss out from the brainstems.
Like, if you go in the Trello, my shit from weeks ago, like, I do like 1 week of work, and if it doesn't get done, I don't do another week of work until that gets done. Like, so I put a whole week of shit. And niggas just couldn't come. So I'm like, all right.
Don't say niggas. There's no S.
Nigga, I was trying not to fucking call nobody out, but there's Willie dry snitching again.
I'm on the bus, bro. I'm on the bus, and if you need to be thrown under it, I'm much obliged. Let me see. I'm opening the trailer right now and see what we can find. Did anybody watch the? Do you guys want to start with the Kanye interview?
Sure.
Anybody? I have not watched it, but I did hear some wild shit that he said. One of the things that I thought was mad wild that he said, since I didn't listen to it, so I'll bring up my point first. Didn't he say he was like, the worst decision he ever made was signing Big Sean?
Yeah.
How? Like, I thought Big Sean ain't that bad, is he?
Nah, the context of it is like, he thinks that Big Sean kind of like turned his back on him in the public with the whole Donald Trump shit, like political stuff. So he's like, yo, I changed this nigga's life and he out here, you know, making me look bad.
Yeah, because...
He needs someone to make him look bad. Like, it's Kanye. Sometimes he does some shit where it's like, bro, come on now.
Yeah, you're on your own.
Right? He does it perfectly fine by himself. And I'm looking at the Trello, my nigga. This is the same shit that we all been putting here. You ain't put anything new in here acting like you only one in the motherfucker. This 2 week, 3 week ago Trello.
That's
what he said.
Good.
That's what I said, nigga. What are you talking
about? Is that what
you
said?
Oh, my yeah, bad. I literally said I did work weeks ago. Nobody
said a week.
No, I
said a week ago.
He said he did a week worth of work.
Yeah, I did a week's worth of work weeks ago.
Oh.
And it shit ain't get used, so I'm freewheeling this week. I don't care. You're the one who wants to call everybody out.
I just want clarity on what's happening.
All right, fair. That's fair. I'll tell you this. I respect clarity, so
I value it. I've listened to like other podcasts, and they keep talking about like a lot of podcasts are sucking Kanye's dick right now after this interview. Which is real weird.
Why? Because he was just like mad based.
Yeah, like, and he's throwing out what people are considering gems where they're not really gems. Like, he really, I mean, some of the positives I think is like he got to sit down somewhere where he's comfortable and kind of put context behind some of the shit that he was saying. Like, when he was talking about the abortion thing and everybody lost their minds, and then you hear the context, it's like, okay, but let's have, instead of just abortion, let's have another option. You know, saying let's set up orphanages for black children that can't be raised by the parents so they have another option other than abortion or anything like that. What else he was talking about? A whole bunch of shit. Like, but
that's,
when he started going
that's
off
a hot
about,
take?
I don't know if that was take. A hot... Well, he said something about abortions, and the part was a hot take. And then he actually put the context what he was talking about.
Oh, and the context was when he was like, no, I'm not saying don't give no options.
Yeah, just have another option, right? Because he was talking about, you know, everybody knows how abortion clinics were set up by, or the Planned Parenthood was set up by that girl that wanted to sterilize and euthanize black folks and da-da-da-da. Yeah. Like,
euthanize,
yeah. But some of the, I don't even know if I'm using the fucking right words. But
just like killing.
Yeah, for the most part.
For the most part, yeah, it fits.
But some of the hot takes I got is like, A, this Big Sean one, which is hilarious because I think like right after that, Sean was like, bro, I was just with you.
Yeah.
Like 2 days ago. Like 2 days before the interview, I was just with. No, after the interview, I was with you. You didn't say shit. How he's talking about Just Blaze, saying Just Blaze copied his whole shit for the Blueprint album. Which is kind of weird because even Hove came out and said, was like, yo, if I told motherfuckers to bring me soul samples, you're going to bring me soul samples. Like, you're not, nobody's copying
anybody.
Yeah, I don't
understand why. Yeah.
But I think we
already know Kanye's on some, like, I'm the GOAT shit, like, quick. So.
Do you think he believes half of what he says? Or is, like, some of the stuff when he's taking jabs at folks is just so he can get that hot take so they can hear some of the good shit that he says?
Nah, I think he believes that shit.
He does believe it?
Oh, yeah. At least when he says it, he believes it. He might go back and be like, maybe not. But at the moment, he's saying that shit.
Because that's his thing, to say wild shit and apologize. That's Kanye.
I think that he believes it, but I do think he knows it's a hot take, and he's using that to his advantage, absolutely. So.
That's crazy. I don't know what... I really thought that the Kanye conversation would be more wild, but
we're there. Well, bring up some of the shit he said, man.
Okay, he said,
I didn't take notes.
He said, go ahead, Daddy. He said Talib Kweli was whack.
Yeah. He said Talib Kweli was whack, but in the same breath said the new fucking Black Star album was a masterpiece.
The best album since Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Pablo, or Dark Twisted Fantasy, yeah.
He's like, yo, Talib, I never fuck with any of your raps. I think they're whack.
And then he stops and says, I'm going to have a whole bunch of niggas with small fitted hats chasing me around New York next time I go there.
But to be... But to be fair, like, do you guys love Talib Kweli and think he's like super dope?
No, I don't think he's whack.
But
I think lyrically he's dope. At the end of the day, but he's a niche. There's a niche cut out for people who like Talib's style and his cadence and everything like that. But I don't think anything whack has ever come out of his mouth.
So quick context to that whole thing too. You know they were doing that Quick Time with Slime. You know what that is,
right?
Idol. So there's always a segment in Drink Chaps where he goes he just gives like quick questions and he just wants like a one word like answer,
yes no answer, so kind of thing.
So he was like, Talib Kweli or Common, and he's like, Common. He's like, Common by far. Talib Kweli's like, and then he just went off on Talib Kweli.
Oh, he just went off on it.
Yeah, but it's strange that he has the audacity to say that shit about Talib when he was mad at Big Sean for not really riding with him, even though we all know that Talib Kweli was like the first person to take Kanye on tour, you know, like early, like before anyone ever heard Kanye rapping. It was only Talib Kweli that was really fucking with him on like on some rap shit. And then now that he makes it, he's like, fuck that nigga.
Mans could have just easily as said Common because he's from Chicago, that's hometown, and kept it moving. Like he really just, you know, when we drink and we have a conversation and we just keep it rolling to where it's just like, all right, bros, we kind of said too much.
But the only thing is that what if I do think Talib's whack?
But you know, he didn't ask you if you think Talib's whack. He just said Common or Talib.
Yeah,
I'm elaborating.
Okay.
But if you think but Talib's
going out
whack,
of your way to
your
like...
actions need to, your actions with Talib, and I hate saying his name, is it Talib, Talib, whatever, you need to match what you're saying. Like if you think
Talib Kweli,
right, if you think he's whack though, your past actions can't be showing that you think he's dope.
Yeah, and
you know what I'm saying,
you remember Kanye like, was like, but if I was, but just if I said, with that nigga too, like a day ago, he's like, oh yeah, shit, I was just with that nigga, can't be with, that's like we're talking right now, like I was with Idol and tomorrow I'm like, yo, that nigga Idol's a fucking piece of shit. Like,
that nigga whack as hell.
Nigga, you like, just
bro, we just had to squeeze. We were just talking. And
why didn't you say that shit to him yesterday?
I guess if he never said it before.
Has he said
how
it
do
before?
We know he, how do we know he hasn't said to Big Sean, you know, the fact you didn't ride with me on that Trump shit, that was whack?
Then he should have just kept it there. You didn't ride with me on the Trump shit, that was whack.
I don't have to keep it places. I can just go anywhere I want.
I think you need to keep it places. You know, but
no,
you have to be,
nigga, I think I can go anywhere
consistent.
I want.
You have to be consistent. You can go anywhere you want, but as soon as you show inconsistency, someone's going to call you out on it.
So am I inconsistent because I might think this is a purely hypothetical. Am I consistent because I don't think... Benny is that dope, but I like the Griselda album.
Well, have you?
Well,
does your
yes
so
no.
No? Well, no, because consistency isn't just one or two things. Consistency is a pattern of your actions, right? So, does the pattern of your actions show you praising Benny and saying Benny's dope, right? So, if that's your pattern of actions,
I never really heard him praise Talib.
If you look at him hanging out with Talib, you think about, look at the stuff that they've done publicly together. You look at the Dave Chappelle things. You look at when he was a backpack, doing this backpack thing with Talib and running with Mos Def and everything like that. And how he used to big Talib up. That's the consistency of his actions. And then out the blue to be like, oh, he's whack. It's like, well, you're not really saying, if you think that, if you don't think he's as good as Common, that makes sense. You, because that's just saying that you don't think someone's as good as someone. But to come out the gate and being like, he is whack. He's horrible. I don't fuck with his music. And there's video of you fucking with his music.
Do I have to qualify time frame? Because if you're talking about, I was saying somebody was dope 20 years ago.
Well, not
and
even
I'm
that
saying
somebody
they're
was,
whack today. But you're not saying they're whack. I don't understand how I'm two different people.
No, because he said this. He said, I ain't never fucked with any of your raps. I always thought your raps were whack.
Yeah. So he put time frame in there. If he said, I always thought. I ain't never.
I know.
You're really great at debating, but
if you came out the gate, just out the blue, and was like, "Yo, Benny's whack," you'd be like, "Well, that's not consistent with how you're saying because he put out an album that wasn't that good." If you came out and said, "Yeah, that last Benny album, I wasn't fucking with that album," but if you were like, "I've never fucked with any of Benny's raps." It's like, well, we can go back to the tapes and see some of these tracks that you were fucking with, right? So that's the same with Kanye. When Kanye is like, I ain't never fucked with none of your shit, da da da. It's like, didn't you have a song with him?
So has Kanye West featured Talib on any of his albums?
Yeah.
I believe so. I'd have to look into it. I'm not 100% sure.
I'm 100% sure he's on the first album. And I'm pretty sure that they've done other like features together. Like Kanye's on Talib's album too. Like they've done more than he's produced for Talib.
So I want you, but producing for somebody and getting paid, like I don't care about that conversation. I'll do anything for money, right? Like you tell me to produce for fucking Justin Bieber and I'll fucking fire up Fruity Loops. I never used it, right? Show me the money. I don't even like the dude. That has nothing to do with nothing. We're talking about like friendship, right? So you guys have had plenty of features on your albums up till today. Do you still think each and every one of those people are amazingly good? And did you then?
I've never had a feature on my album. Wait.
Ah, shit, nigga. That's what I'm talking about.
But I've never had a feature on my album where I will come out the gate and say, I've never fucked with that motherfucker's raps. Because that makes me look stupid. Because then this conversation's gonna come up and
but
be like,
20 years ago?
Yo, I've never fucked with that motherfucker's raps. Except for that one album where I had that motherfucker's raps all over. Because
it was whack. And I never had him on again.
Right? But then at that point,
like,
it was
whack. I thought he was whack. I had him on my album. It didn't
but haven't you ever cut whack shit off of your shit?
Yeah, but I mean, like. I really don't want to throw, no, because I'm about to throw like some real smoke. Like, okay, someone that I, okay, this, I don't think he's dope.
Who?
Anybody else can think he's dope?
No.
I'm just saying, I don't think he's dope.
Who?
But okay, well, let's take Madchild. What's the dude's name from Swollen Member, or not?
Madchild?
Not Swollen Member.
Angry Youth?
Yeah, it was Madchild, right?
Madchild? Is Madchild whack?
He's got views and shit like that. If somebody could link up the track, I might do it. I don't really like him or think he's dope lyrically.
Let's pause for a second.
I want to
pause.
I'm not saying him. That's just
no.
My
the thing is, he's not saying Madchild. So we're going back to the original conversation. This motherfucker, who nigga, who did you have on your shit that was
no,
whack?
No, I'm not talking about my shit. I'm talking about that.
No, you is not. Who did you have on your shit that was?
Hold on.
This is, I want all the smoke. Let's bring the smoke. I'm wearing a bucket hat on purpose. Who?
This nigga, I want to know. Doesn't want to bring up certain smoke. All of a sudden is ready for smoke when it's the smoke. Eli.
Never been a time where I did not want to bring up smoke.
Okay. Well, then I think we should revisit the abortion conversation.
Okay.
Okay. Are you for it or against it? I'm not having that conversation on this show, bro.
It's not my decision. If I'm not for it and I'm not against it, it's not my decision. Until I have to
so
make
the
decision.
So you don't care about it?
No.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Now, who, nigga?
Who, nigga? Oh, yeah, that was like the wagon shit.
Doesn't matter. That's not you. It was an answer. So I answered the shit. I didn't dodge the shit. I wasn't talking about, well, if Mad Child was going to get an abortion, I'd have a conversation. Nope. Who, nigga? Who was on your shit that was whack, nigga?
I was literally talking about people that, I don't know. I don't have that many features. You're welcome to go look into it.
I say we bring up every fucking song this nigga's done and ask them he still fucks with that nigga's shit. I've the only time... Nah, bro, because I've called motherfuckers out.
Okay, so check it out. I'm looking at the track on College Dropout, mm-hmm. right? So first
this
album, Talib's
good.
On
you're,
it.
This nigga's good at podding, and- though. This nigga's a podding extraordinaire. Like, the whole... And check this out. So I crawl out from under the bus, and here's...
Get Him High is the track that he had, and it was Talib and Common.
Both of them on
on the same track. So, hey, Talib was whack. Common was dope on the track. I gotta almost hear this track now.
Get Him High is dope. Talib kills it.
Yeah, he does, actually.
Oh, okay.
Both of them do. So. Dun, 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 we get him high. Yo, Talib channeled his inner black thought on that one, I think. Because he just went in. That's one of the Talib ones I fuck with. I think he actually forced Talib to, like, come out of his, because that one song, you pronounced my name, Quali. I didn't fuck with that shit.
Oh, with the Alchemist, or not, was it Alchemist? That album, Quali? Is that, that's who, when he was going hard
was
with
that
him,
Alchemist?
Right?
I can't remember.
Was it? See, we gotta, I need to start getting fact sheets together for this shit, because I can't be.
This is, it's been 2 weeks. This is an opinion-based podcast today. Lies and omissions of truth, or omissions of facts and semantics is what we're going to work on today. Do you think that Pete Davidson is the upper echelon of Poom Poom crushers?
No.
You get Ariana Grande.
Okay.
That one acting chick.
Mm-hmm.
Kim Kardashian.
Okay.
So is he actually smashing Kim?
Yeah. I was on some E! Online shit, Variety or something like that. I was doing some real Hollywood shit, and they were holding hands. So
I saw the picture of them holding hands, but
I
thought maybe they just friends.
if it's on the internet, I don't hold hands with none of my friends.
True.
I've never.
That's a girl? Never?
Just a friend? That's it? No. Oh. I don't even give a fuck if we in a haunted house. For what? Why am I holding your hand?
I don't know, because it's better than not holding a hand.
Why? I have two free hands. If I'm not, I feel
exactly.
Like that's
so
an advantage.
Fill one hand up with love, nigga. That's
a, of a friend? There's no such friend love. That's, wait a second.
Word, I love you.
Huh?
I love you.
What I love you too, no but I'm not walking around holding your hand, bro.
Yeah, but that's because we're both dudes.
I have no idea what the point you're
I
trying to make is now. I'm
the
fucking
point I'm
confused.
Trying to make is it's not that weird. That's all the
I'm
only
not,
point
I'm not
trying
saying,
to make.
I'm not
you're
saying it's
like,
weird.
Holy
I'm saying
shit,
it's
bro. You think we're married, bro? You think this is our 20th anniversary, bro? Like, you don't have
but
to be like deep in love hard.
What
to hold
is
a
the
hand,
point
like,
of holding? But you have to have some sort of emotional affection to be holding.
Do you
a
give
woman's
a friendly
hand.
Hug?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's so not.
You've never been at like the mall with a friend or something, and she just like grabbed your hand and be like, yo, come here for a second. I want to show you something.
It's not long and sustained through a fucking beach. Like, the hug short, the pull, it's not even a hand hold, it's a pull over. And number two, no, I don't think I've been shopping with a friend for no reason. I don't, with the homegirl, I don't like that shit.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like shopping. First of all, malls give me mad anxiety. Maybe like in like school or like early 19s or something like that, 1920s and shit, but I don't think I ever held hands with a friend.
Back in the vaudeville days, you just like,
no, you stupid niggas. Back when I was 19 or 20. My early teens. My 19,
20, I was like, this nigga was watusiing his ass to the mall.
Why would I? Y'all niggas is. Oh my God. I promise you next week.
Okay, so what? They're all saying that Pete Davidson crushing it?
Yeah, that's what they're saying, that he's crushing it. And they had some party with her mom. She probably threw down a threesome.
Yeah.
Man.
You know, the funniest thing about that though, too, is that she's still wearing Yeezys on her feet while she's getting smashed by some other dude.
She's supporting her husband.
That's hard. Jada style? She's supporting him Jada Pinkett style. Oh.
But if you, okay, so if you were smashing Michael Jordan's ex-wife, would you ban her from wearing Jordans for the rest of her life?
Unless she can get me some.
That's my thing. Like, so if you smashing Kim Kardashian, aren't you trying to get in the in on those exclusive Yeezys that depends. You can sell on eBay?
It depends. Are we trying to start like some sort of real relationship where you're supposed to be forgetting the past, or am I just smashing you random? Because if it's just some random shit,
But you married to the nigga and had kids. There's no forgetting the past.
True.
Because if he succeeds, your children succeed. So you have to like keep that in mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's one of those things where it's like you got to, especially on that level, on like both the Kardashians and the Wests. That's like a $1 billion business type of level, right? So you got to have that mind frame. It's like, okay, we crushing, but I still have to compartmentalize your relationship.
There's nothing I can say. Yeah.
it's like, but you're Pete Davidson, and you're Pete Davidson. Like, you really are just, there's nothing past Pete Davidson. Kim Kardashian, there's a lot past Pink Kim Kardashian. Like, the girl passed the bar for the lawyer thing. She's doing different types of things. Like,
she failed.
She failed like 3 or 4 times, but I think she finally passed. I think wasn't Kanye saying that she passed on the Drink Champs, or was she, or am I mistaken?
I don't know why
we're disgusting.
I thought he was bitching about the guy that was tutoring
yeah,
her.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And he's like, see, and this is why you failed, because you have this fucking guy around you.
Yeah. Good Stuff says Pete got jokes. That's all he needs. That's true. Sometimes you give a girl a good belly laugh. Make her laugh till her belly's sore, and then use your dick to kind of rub it out.
Is that what they say?
That's the exact saying. Sometimes jokes is all you need. But does that, because he Pete Davidson, I mean, he looks better now, but before he looked like he died 2 weeks ago. So do you think like he might be but he's been crushing some Supreme Poom, so it might be
Yeah, he definitely got game.
Pete Davidson looks like
If you look at the picture,
Slim Shady's in the Real Slim Shady video. That's what he looks like. The fake Slim Shady's in the Real Slim Shady video. But he's got jokes. He's funny.
What were you gonna say, Idol?
She just must want something different.
Yeah.
Like, well, her sister's with Travis Barker. Her other sister's with what's his name? Maybe she's like, maybe this white boy flex with MGK. Yeah. Her friend, what's it called? Megan
Fox.
Yeah, is with MGK, and she's like, maybe this white boy flex is the flex. The white tatted up white dude flex.
But she's got like the Yeezy Wave Runners on. Those are like the dad ones. Yeah, no. I'm good with it. If we're gonna wear them ugly shits.
How do you know the Yeezy by name? You know
because
that?
I like kicks. I used to be into it. I'm not as into it nowadays, but
it's like the Yeezy Wave Runners. I didn't know Yeezys had names, bro. I thought you got the Yeezys and the other Yeezys.
Those dad looking ones. Those are like
they
the Wave
all look
Runners
like dad
shit.
Ones, don't they?
No, oh. not the sock ones.
Oh, you mean the ones that look like they're like New Balances, like, but
yeah, yeah. Oh. There's a he brought out a couple different styles, so. Yeah, I don't get this Pete Davidson shit, bro, but hey, good for him. Yeah.
I know a lot of tatted up white dudes that just be getting, like, mad girls, like, for no reason. I don't get it. Good Stuff said he has to be a tripod because he looks like the kid from Frank and Weenie. So,
but, Kim Cardi's 41, he's 28. Maybe that has something to do with it.
Maybe Kim's 41. Oh yeah, we're like the same age. That's crazy. I say like we're like the same age. Like yeah, I forgot we celebrate birthdays in the same. Like you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I don't know the bitch.
Yo, what do you think about Kanye stunting on Hov though in that group chat? Do you see that?
I make more money than. Yeah, he's like, what do you say? I make more money than all you people combined.
Yeah.
Does he?
Well,
does he?
He says he's worth $9 billion.
$9 billion?
Yeah.
But is that because he's got like crazy stock in Adidas at this point?
Well, the valuation of Yeezy brand alone is, I think, like $1.2 billion. And then, yeah, there's a Gap deal, then there's the valuation and all that other stuff. But.
So, I mean, if you think about it, like, he could be.
Yeah, I mean,
he didn't say combined, though. Did he say combined?
He's like,
he said combined.
And okay. I think it was Hov, Drake.
It was like Hov, Drake, Kim. Like all of them were in there. Yeah. Like he was just, it was weird. But then it's like, you know what my daddy used to tell me? My daddy used to say, if you get your bitch tooken when you're broke, you're going to get your bitch tooken when you're rich. So if you jumping in and be like, yo, I make more money than all you combined. But if you're a simp, then who cares? Yeah. If you look at Will Smith, everybody's like, yo, Will Smith is the dopest, da-da. And you see how Jada's treating Will. You'd be like, ah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Leonardo DiCaprio
That Jada Will shit might be money-wise, like...
Just staying together because they're an empire?
Yeah. Or maybe it's just cheaper, like, you know, it's divorce at this point. I think, yeah.
Could be. It could be. All I know is, like, she's putting that nigga name out. That nigga name getting drugged. And it's kind of sad because it's Will Smith.
It is sad because he always, I don't know, I like Will Smith. Yeah, right?
He just seems like a good guy.
And you know what, man? I've been in those situations when we were certain girls and you're just like, ugh. And you just know you're looking like real dumb.
Yeah.
But it's like, and you're just like, will you just stop making me look so dumb at least?
Listen. Listen. Thanks. You're really making me look dumb.
Yeah. Like, come on. Like, shit. I don't want to, like, lose this, I guess, but. Fuck, you're really going in at the moment.
Wake up, open up your Facebook. Oh my God. Like, that's the first thing to go see. This bitch really got me out here looking stupid again.
Yeah.
It's fucking Sunday.
But sometimes, like, yo, I guess if you're just like Gabrielle Union, a nigga, then they stay.
I don't know. But how many times you gonna write Tupac a birthday letter? And put that shit on the internet. Like, calm down. Happy birthday, Tupac. Cool.
I don't know what it's too much.
Like, man, have you read his book? I got his book on Audible. I listened to the whole book. It's actually pretty dope.
Oh,
does he talk about the Jada thing a lot?
Not too much. Not too much.
No. Oh, okay.
Because it's like the whole history from like childhood till.
So it's till autobiography now. Like.
So there's a little bit in there about a little bit about Pac, a little bit, not too much, right? There's a little bit about Jada, nothing about Jada in August or anything like that. So I think maybe the book was written before that, like finished before that, maybe. So
are you talking about Will's book?
Yeah, Will Smith.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Pac, like a Pac book.
No.
That's why, okay.
Pac has a lot of books.
Yeah, that's why I was like, well, shit, I'm sure he talks about it in there, but. So, anyways, do you guys think that Kanye was saying too much, or what? Like, sometimes I'm just wondering, like, what kind of opinions you're allowed to have, right? Like, if I think Talib's not dope, well, that's me. I'm not saying don't listen to the nigga. I'm not saying.
But just how you're saying, okay, just what you said is not what he said. And if he said it how you just said it, cool.
Everything will be fine.
End of discussion.
But he was trying to act like I never fucks with
him. He's the wackest. I've never fucked with any of his raps. Rah, rah, rah. And you're just like, all right, bro. That's cool. Like, it felt like he was really, at some points in that interview, he was saying shit just to say shit because he knew that it would be hot takes. And Noriega let him, because Noriega's like, yo, this is going to be the highest viewed drink traps ever. You know? So, put him in the upper echelon, that shit. Like, because his last, the one before that was with him and Wale. And that was a shit show. Like, it was the most awkward drink champs I ever seen. Isn't it crazy? Like, you watch it, it's like cringeworthy. It's like, this is an awkward conversation. And Nori was drunk by the end. Like, he was like,
couldn't even fucking talk.
Blitzkrieg. No.
He couldn't like, talk, bro.
Yalla and Walla. He was fucked. He was drunk. It was definitely not entered. And he was snitching. He was saying niggas' names that were like, Nori was like, I need to make up for this shit. I need to make up for this shit. He was like snitching on people that were snitching on shooters, and he's like, I saw so and so spray up the club, and it was like something that happened like a couple of months ago, and everybody's like, yo, chill, Nori, what are you doing, bro?
Yeah, that's terrible.
Like, you can't talk about this rapper like that. But yeah, I don't know, like, just like good stuff commented, like, endeavoring to understand Kanye's thought processes and exercise in futility. And I have to agree, because I don't believe that he believes half of the shit like, he says. I think he says yeah. shit to get hot takes that brings you into some, because he was dropping some mad gems in there, but I think he needs to bring people to his gems, and he'll say outlandish shit for hot takes, like clickbait. Yeah. Like he's walking clickbait, and then hidden in that clickbait will be something where it's like, oh yeah, that nigga knows what the fuck he's talking about. But then you hear some other shit and be like, what the fuck is this nigga talking about? You know?
So
he's like sex. He's a walking sex sells, but it's just clickbait. Like you see titties, and then underneath the titties, it's like 90% of the world's population is dying due to hunger. If you just don't, you know what I'm like saying? It's just... Yeah, I don't know. It's Kanye.
So, speaking of shooters, what do you guys think about Rittenhouse trial?
God damn!
It,
the optics.
Are you guys angry? Are you guys? Are you guys? Because I feel like it's kind of like a win or lose. Like some people think he won. Like of course, one side thinks he won. It's lose. I don't know. What do you guys kind of? What's your takes on the Rittenhouse being exonerated of all charges?
I think the optics look terrible. I don't know like the details of the case, but from what I've heard, and what you see, like that judge just looked like he was basically Kyle's grandfather trying to help him out in a situation.
Yeah.
And
the way the judge was, I'll say this, from the clips of the on the video and stuff like that, the way the judge was acting, I feel like if there was a dictionary, I looked up white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's now, I'm not saying that he is or whatever. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the way he was talking and acting was almost like he just was like thought it was the whole thing was ridiculous. I don't know. That was just from the few clips. I did not watch the entire trial, but I don't know. I've watched a lot of stuff on the Kyle Rittenhouse thing, and like parts of me think that it was self-defense, but then like why was he there? Like there's certain parts that don't fit it, right? Like so, and I don't know, this comes down to maybe more of a philosophical question that I always had to myself, but if I was like, say me and Will are chilling at the park, right, and all of a sudden me and Will get into a heated argument, Will's dry snitching, asking me about my crib and shit like that, making me say it on air, don't like it, so I fucking pull out a gun and blast him. Thaddy sees it. And then Thaddy starts running over to me because I just blasted Will. Now, if I blast Thaddy, am I defending myself at that point? Because I truly think Thaddy's going to come and do something to me. But he's trying to stop the commission of a crime. So I don't know. Like, I feel like that's kind of to me, like, I don't know. I feel like the beginning was off camera and we don't know. I don't think we still know why those people were chasing him. But if we're chasing you because you just shot somebody, you can't then call, like, as you murder the masses, self-defense. Or can you? Like, because you truly fear for your life at that moment.
And it's one of those things where it's like, let's say the same thing, me and you are sitting in the park and you making up things about dry snitching and whatnot, da-da-da-da. And then you get mad and you point a gun at me. So I go to grab the gun and I go to assault you because you put a gun in my face, and now I'm chasing you and you turn around and shoot me. Like, is that self-defense?
Was that self-defense when I'm the one who had the gun
to
in
instigate
the first place?
That right? So no, and then Daddy just saw me chasing you and it's like, well, he's, if I don't know if it was stand your ground in
this
Wisconsin or whatever,
and then because
yeah.
Will's like, he has a gun, you know what I mean? And so you're like, shit, somebody with a gun, stop him, right? Like, are you now all attackers? Like, can I just be standing on a pile of bodies as they try to stop me?
And as soon as, like, I started looking into it, and as soon as, like, they're talking about a lot of this trial is going to come down to what the gun laws are in Wisconsin and what constitutes a dangerous weapon and self-defense, that's when I tuned out. I'm like, this is America. And as soon as I'm, like, I put together, like, this is America, this is him with a gun, this is what, I'm like, I tuned out. I'm like, it's going to be not guilty. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. There's so many different, they're talking about how many different curvatures in this law that even the prosecutors are like, fuck it. Like, he's going to get off.
Yeah.
I know exactly how white people felt in the 90s after the OJ trial. That's all I'm saying.
But should it have been, but do you guys feel like it should have been not guilty?
I feel like at best he should have gotten the gun charge for moving,
having
a gun across state lines. Like, it's weird because like it's
why. How did they? What, okay, so did any of you follow the trial close enough to know why they dropped those charges?
My understanding is it's not.
Fuck.
I don't know. I don't know. But in that state, it's legal for you to carry. It was legal for him to carry that firearm in that state. But I don't know if...
Because of the length of the barrel, but that was something that they're confused about or something?
But to me, I'm like, well, okay, forget that point. Sure, he's legally allowed to hold that gun in that state. But how did that gun come to the state? If he admitted that he brought that gun from home...
And his mom drove
it. But Good Stuff was saying that he was given the gun after he crossed the lines. So he never brought it across. He was given the gun after he crossed state lines. So that could be a factor in it.
By who?
That absolutely would be a factor. Uh-huh. I thought it was his gun that he brought, and his mom like drove him with the gun like on the back seat.
Yeah, I don't know.
But maybe she didn't even know he was gonna have a gun.
So who gave him the gun?
Gun shop. I don't know.
And but he's 17. It's illegal for him to buy the gun. But
usually when you his friend, he got his friend to buy it. Oh, so he got his friend who lives in that state to buy it, I guess, and then give it to him. But it's one of those things where it's like, usually in murder trials, big ass trials, sometimes, well, I know in Canada they do it, but sometimes they'll drop the lesser charges to focus more on the bigger charges. So you drop the possession of the gun charge to focus on the first and second degree murder charges. I thought that may have been a reason why they dropped it, but I didn't see that in there. That was just my speculating.
But the prosecution did drop the charges. The judge that ruled it out.
Yeah. So that's another. It's just it's an odd circumstance. It's one of those things where I didn't follow it enough to know, because I know it was more than just a black and white racial type thing, even though the circumstances or the places that it happened. But
so it did come down to the barrel, because according to ABC News, hours before closing arguments began on Monday, Judge Bruce Schroeder granted a defense motion to toss out the weapons charge. Rittenhouse attorneys Mark Richards and Corey somebody, I'm not going to butcher his name, pointed to an exception in the law, and they said it allows minors to possess shotguns and rifles as long as they're not short-barreled. So it was, and when you watch the video, it was definitely a long-barreled rifle. A hunting gun, right?
And it's real weird because, depending on what state you're in, the gun laws are different. So that's another weird fucking thing. I don't know why it wouldn't be the same across the board. It's, I don't know. It is what it is. I'm kind of tossed up, because he did kill people.
Yeah.
And it's self-defense, but he didn't kill anybody who had a gun. And he had the gun.
But he did...
Yeah, but I mean, if people are trying... If you have a gun and people are trying to take it from you, it's not a far stretch to think they're going to take it and then use it on you, right? That's the tough thing. I do actually get the self-defense. That's why I think I knew from the very beginning niggas was getting off. Because I saw the self-defense. I was like, no, I've seen the videos. From the videos I've seen, unless they show what happened to instigate the entire attack, he's going to get off. Because all I see on that video are people trying to grab a gun from the kid. And he's scared. Right?
Why are you there with the mob mentality, in the first place, though?
To protect businesses. You know what? And I do want to say this. You are a piece of shit if you're somebody who is circulating the memes where it's like, here's the three people he shot. Felon, criminal, pedophile.
You're trying to justify the reason why they died.
And then they're like, oh, I'm glad he shot. Fuck, nigga. That's not for him to decide. You know what I mean? If you just want to shoot everybody who did something wrong, let's look at everyone's past then. Because some of your heroes probably getting fucking blasted. So
some of the people sharing these memes should be blasted.
Yeah. Come on, man. I don't know. I thought that was shitty thing. That's one of their that character shit they always try to do. That's part of why I just hate that. Who cares about that? You know what I mean? If they had a real time on a real trial, then that's what they got. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Fuck. I don't think it's up to this kid or anybody to think it was a justified killing. That's ridiculous. Yeah. But like I said, I did watch the footage and I did see enough self-defense that I was like, this kid's going to get off. Especially the fact that right after he was done, he ran up to the cops, hands up, surrendered himself in the gun. I was like, yeah, he's just going to say he was scared and fucking had to blast people as he was trying to get away. So
it's wild. America's wild, bro. America's wild. America's fucking wild, bro. That's all I can say. It's fucking wild. America full of wild boys. I don't know about all that shit. All that fucking, I don't know, man. The gun shit.
So then so at the end of the day, what do you guys think? Self-defense or no? Personal thoughts. I gave mine.
I don't have any personal thoughts on it because I don't know enough about it. I don't know. I didn't watch much of the video. Okay. I can see how both defenses were made. I still kind of feel like self-defense. Like, I'm going to go off of, like, the example that I gave before. It's self-defense. But if I'm the one who instigated, if I instigated someone coming at me and I have to defend myself now, if I wouldn't have initially instigated it, then you would be alive. You know what I'm saying?
Would I have to defend myself? Like, so. I totally get you. That's why I think it's, like, too bad we couldn't have got that the beginning of it all. Yeah. I think that gives clarity, right? Because I think he shoots somebody off camera, like, to start it all. Now, was that guy attacking him, or were they just getting into a heated argument, or what the fuck happened there? So,
and then you're in the middle of a protest, and what you see is a white dude shoot somebody, like a white dude coming in there and shooting. Your first instinct is like, we need to get the gun away from this kid, right?
Yeah.
And now, like, a group of people are gonna come after this kid to get the gun away from him, and they're probably not thinking to get the gun and kill him, but he's probably thinking they're gonna take this gun and kill me, and it's one of those things, and like, it's like a whole convoluted mess, right? So this is the one time where I kind of agree with, we didn't get to see the whole video, right? Yeah. Like, when a cop shoots a motherfucker in the back going into his car, I don't need to see that whole video. But this one kind of looked like, what's the whole video? What's going on?
Yeah, like, how did it start? Yeah. So, but what about you, Thad?
I just think his intentions of showing up there in the first place are so suspect. Like, why are you there with a gun from another state and you really had no plans on shooting nobody? But in the eyes of the law, it looks like what he did was self-defense. He just maybe strategically put himself in a position where he could defend himself, you know? Yeah, so I guess if I want to kill someone, I just got to go slap them first, let them slap me back, and then call self-defense, and then...
And it's not like
if you... No, go on.
I was just going to say, it's not like he went in there to kill niggas, you know what I'm saying? Like,
there wasn't even niggas who got killed.
Yeah, so it's... And that's like another thing too, right? But, I mean, one of those things where it's like, you got to... Some of the narrative that's coming out some of it has to be corrected, just so if you are fighting for a specific cause, you're not fighting it under false pretenses. But Good Stuff says the first guy he shot threw a plastic bag at him. So, I think Good Stuff's been following it. He should just jump into the
But okay, so throwing a plastic. Okay, how the fuck is that self defense?
Maybe the plastic bag could have went around his head, cut off his air. You know what I mean?
Like, he threw a plastic. Did it have something in it? Like, I don't know. I just feel like, because if you're like, oh, he threw a plastic bag, but it had a fucking Molotov in it, then yeah, okay. But if it just had, if it was like just flew
bag.
Away in the wind and didn't even get close.
It's a weird. It's, yo, that's a situation. It's a fucked up situation. It had deodorant and a toothbrush. Brush your teeth, you stinky motherfucker.
Yeah. So, do you think that if you knew that something, like, say there was going to be something big, like, for Calgary or something, and there was going to be big news, and it was going to cause a bunch of shit, and, like, let's just give an example, like, some black dude did something, and if they don't convict him, motherfuckers are going to go crazy and all head down to this area and fuck up shit, and, like, maybe you have, like, there's other black businesses there, there's your friends there or whatever. Do you think you're completely in the wrong by, like, going to defend that?
Fuck yeah, I'm wrong. What the fuck? I'm not going to no fucking next province to go defend someone's fucking property I don't know. That's what police are for.
But does that make you in the wrong? Like, I get what you're saying, but I don't know if that makes you wrong. I get it. Nigga, I won't even leave my house when football's on because I'm just comfortable. So I get you that you're not going to go. But I'm just, you know what I mean?
Like, I understand why you're not going. But if you did.
Like, yeah, like, am I breaking the law? No, but is it, like, morally, like, what am I really thinking I'm going to do? Like, if I'm taking a gun to go protect someone else's property I don't know, like, in my mind, what am I going to do? I'm obviously not going there to peacefully protest. You know, I'm going there looking.
But the peaceful protesters are who in your eyes are going to cause the violence. You're not there to protest at all. You think protests are fucking dumb. You think all these people should go home. Yeah, you're not there to protest at all.
How are you gonna leave your home
with a gun
to tell other people to go home? You leaving your home and going somewhere else to tell other people to go home. I feel like that's kind of. I just feel like
that's not your job.
Even if he didn't have the intention to do it, he was fully prepared to.
Yeah,
and I think that's where it's gonna have to come down to. We're not gonna even have to look at the legalities of it at this point. It's gonna come down to morally now. I think it's a moral.
Yeah, that's what I'm. Decision. No, but I'm asking. I'm asking y'all. Like, this has nothing to do with the case. I'm just asking morally because one of the points that Thaddy brought up was he shouldn't have been there. Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying, should he? I get it. Like, maybe it wasn't the smartest decision or anything. But do you think he was in the wrong by being there?
Does he think he was in the wrong?
Actually, I do 100% think it is completely wrong for a 17-year-old kid to grab a gun and go play fucking security guard at a fucking, like, hostile protest. That's wrong. You're not trained. You're not knowledgeable. You don't even have the experience, life experience to even know
how to handle. Well, he was in the police corps, wasn't he? Like, the young cadet corps? Young police? The junior popo? Wasn't he a junior popo?
Yeah, but they don't give those niggas jobs, man. Like...
So do you have a different feel if it was like if that was my block then?
Yeah, if this is the neighborhood you live in and you're protecting your property, then that's different, you know.
But then you would probably never fight in a war.
Me in a war?
Yeah, yeah.
Probably not.
So then I think because I'm the same. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I think that maybe the framing's lost because if you are just like, well, if it's my block, cool, but if it's the block next to me, fuck it, let it burn. That I don't think is the frame of everybody, right? Like, I do think there are people who are like, no, I don't want to see the city burn. I don't want to see Chicago burn. I love this country. I love the morals it stands for. And I think these people are fucking crazy. They're ruining businesses. I'm going to run out there and protect them.
True. But here's where I see the difference. If I'm at home minding my business and somebody is bringing shit to my doorstep, I will defend my doorstep. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I'm not going out of my house and playing police officer. Like, when there's police officers that can do that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So then you don't feel that any citizen should be able to... I'm not saying I think he should have been there. I'm just asking.
I'm not saying that any citizen shouldn't. You know what I mean? Like, there's definitely scenarios where, sure, it'll make sense, but under no circumstance...
You didn't feel like this was just the proper scenario.
100%. A 17-year-old going to another state with an assault rifle.
Say it was outside invaders. Say, like, a different country was attacking. Then do you find it okay that him being 17 going to defend it?
No, I don't. I mean, if you want to join the army, join the army. But, like, if you're not trained to do that type of shit, the age is another thing that's a big problem for me, too, right? Like, what kind of parent drops off their kid, unless you didn't know, but like, even still, I'm not dropping off my 17-year-old kid to go protest in another state.
He's not protesting.
You know what I mean?
I get what you mean. Even be part of it or like around it.
But
I don't know, unless you truly believe that your democracy or that your things are getting fucked up. Right? Maybe you would believe in the cause. I don't know. Like I said, I'm just saying
that other group doesn't deserve their democracy because they're practicing their right to protest, right?
Yeah, but the right to protest doesn't come with the right to destroy anything.
True. True.
So if I'm there to stop the destruction, I'm not there to stop the protest. I'm here with a gun outside of Saddle City Comics because motherfuckers aren't going to break my window.
Was there destruction in their protest? Was there destruction in that protest?
That's right? Different. But let me ask you this, Idol.
I get it because it's my own window.
Yeah, are you going to take that same gun and go protect the Walmart down the street?
I wouldn't fight in a war. But if I truly felt like there was something to defend, maybe.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if I felt like there was something to defend, then I would. Like, if I thought... Like I said, if if there were, like, say people from anywhere were coming out, like, out to invade, then yeah, maybe I would.
But here's another thing. Imagine yourself in that scenario. Well, obviously, you wouldn't, but I'm just trying to think of, like, there's a protest happening.
Mm-hmm.
Riots may happen.
There's a protest right now.
Yeah.
Happening because they're saying that black people ain't no good. And so the protest and them saying black people ain't no good, they're marching through black neighborhoods. And in that time, they're destroying tons of black businesses.
But was there destruction in this protest?
Well, no, that. But you're there to prevent it.
So you think,
right? So the possibility of it happening.
So this 17-year-old kid said, you know what? The police need my help. Is that that's what we're saying? Like, the police needed this 17-year-old kid's help.
Was there destruction in the other protests?
In other protests? Yeah, of course. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so the police obviously could not handle it all.
Did he go to any other protests? That's proven already. Has he gone to any other protests then? Does he have a history of going to other protests outside of his state to help then?
That I don't know. But that's almost irrelevant.
So no matter, can I not go to my first one?
Right. Like, that's what I'm saying. But does he, like, it's one of those things like...
Like, it doesn't matter if I have a history. This is my first time. I got the balls. I don't think... I'm just trying to go from the other side. That's all I'm trying to do to make a little bit of a discussion out of it. I don't think he should have been there with a gun. I don't think he should... Personally, but then again, I also believed in the protest. Like, I'm just on the other side. Like, that's the problem, right? So I don't think he should have been there. Like, fuck, let the places... No, don't let places burn, but... Let them motherfuckers burn. No, but I just mean, like, I don't know. It felt like, even there was, like, you seen videos of, like, black people being like, our businesses, why are you destroying our block, though? Right? Like, fuck.
It's that voice, right?
Basically. I don't know. I just don't know if the shoe was on the other foot. Like, first of all, I wouldn't go defend shit because I wouldn't fight in war. Mm-hmm. But if I was the type who felt like there were liberties to be defended and I'm going to be there, and then you go to a place like America where they actually are like, right to bear arms to defend your own shit is... See, we don't have that in Canada, right? So your mental state isn't even like, grab a gun and go shoot motherfuckers. There, it's like, oh, well, they're overstepping.
Actually,
and it's my job.
Actually, on the flip side, don't forget when the rural communities and they have their licensed firearms and someone was breaking into a truck and he got shot on the dude's land and the dude who shot him got off because he's protecting his shit and the dude he shot was native. And I think there was a big uproar about that too. So I think a lot of Albertans that live in the rural communities do have that mentality of, I have my firearms, I'm going to protect.
Oh, yeah. And that's probably why we're seeing so many memes from our friends talking about, because you gotta, like, it's so but political, like, it's like you literally could have a different belief just being on the other side,
because I'm protecting my house with, like, a firearm. If someone kicks in my door, I'm shooting.
Like,
I have, but if it's like, but if so, if they're marching up and down 17th Avenue, I'm not going out there with a pistol. I'm not going out there with fists to help protect stores, because it's one of those things where it's like, that's not even... Like you guys said, I'm not going to go fight in a war. I'm not fighting somebody else's battle. You know what I'm saying? But if it's something that's going to, if I'm going to protect my own well-being, my family, my self, my, you know, but I'm still not going to shoot someone that's breaking into my car. I might ring something over your head. Like, you know what I'm saying? I might hit you with something. I might throw a rock at you, but I'm not going to shoot you. Right. So, and I think that the mentality of shoot is an American mentality of, like, you have to shoot somebody, and that right to bear arms is giving a lot of people that entitlement of, my property is worth more than somebody else's life, and not my safety.
That was gonna be my next question. Like, I that's another part of this whole thing. Like, who gives a fuck about stuff? But then again, if it's everything I worked for, do you know what I'm saying? Like, I get, like, then, well, I don't want my shit to be taken. Like, I don't know. It's tough. It's tough sometimes.
But are you willing?
I just like to
take a life
to
protect your bottom line. Like, it's everything that you work for. It's What's your place. It's everything line? Like that.
Are we talking about like, 10 billy? Well, because sometimes niggas got to go. Like,
but if it's 10, 5,000, if it's 10, like, if it's 10 billy, you're probably getting more than that back in your insurance. If you have that much money in it, you probably have insurance, right? Like, if they were looting Saddle City Comics, mm-hmm. are you going to shoot a looter in the head?
Probably not.
Right? Now, but if you had a bat, you swinging it, right?
And if I accidentally...
Yeah, but you're not with the intent to kill. It's the intent to stop. Forcefully. With pain. But... You might maim.
No, I agree. But to I kill, agree
and that's,
with you.
And I think that's a really, really weird concept. And I think it's a really weird concept to where it's like, there's no medium. I have a gun. I'm going to take your life. I'm not to protect myself or my life or the life of my the people I care about. It's to protect property. Whereas,
so here's the next thing. If you know motherfuckers are getting shot around here. Mm-hmm. Are you going to break into his car to steal his sunglasses? That's what I want to know. Like,
exactly.
There's got to be another exactly. side.
Well, and that's
like,
the,
why are you even there if you know that you can get?
That's my.
I'm not
that's
really
my
trying
point.
To get blasted over some sunglasses.
Fam, if I
exactly.
go to
so the fact that you could shoot me, that should be more of a deterrent for me.
And you think it was
to but, not take your shit?
But then it's like, well. I might get
Maybe
shot.
I'll get away
so
with it.
I'm gonna get a. I'm not I'll even like I'm not. I might get shot. Okay. So, but I might bring my gun then, because you know what I'm saying, because I might get shot. Exactly. So I might. And then you have that whole thing, right? Because I'll tell you right now, if we go on tour and we go to an open carry state, and a nigga steps on my shoes, I'm gonna buy him a drink. We're in an open carry.
Oh, when I was in That's Vegas, cool. dude. When I was in Vegas, like I don't know if you saw my Instagram, but the first thing I did was held a bunch of guns.
I know. I saw that shit. I was jealous
and I was
as hell.
Like, it reminded me quickly that, like, motherfuckers could just have a deagle in their pants. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't really want to. I'm good. Like, I'm good. Open carry state. You know, not many things were really popping off in Vegas. The drunkest, raucous, most wildest town in America. And ain't nothing popped off. Like, I'm talking about nothing. Isn't like, I didn't last... even see people push. I didn't even see people raise their voice to each other.
Last person that in got Vegas, killed Vegas. In Vegas was Tupac. I think that's the last.
Yeah, like, it's crazy, but... I don't know. Does that if that open carry doesn't dissuade you, well, then is death part of the fucking cost? Like, I don't know. I just feel like if you could tell me right now, yo, nigga, every time if you get caught smoking weed, the cops will shoot you for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Then I know that I might get shot smoking weed. Like, I don't know. I don't agree with it, but.
But are you going to stop smoking weed, or are you going to start smoking weed with a pistol?
Yeah.
Probably smoke weed with one.
There you
well,
go.
To shoot at the cops, like, though?
It's
I'm not really trying to have that kind of shoot up, even in that life.
Self-defense?
Yeah.
Motherfucker was going
to
shoot at me.
Okay, so that's the thing. Wouldn't it always be self-defense if the cops were shooting? Like, I think it gets thrown out when it's a, like authority, because they're not supposed to kill you for nothing, right? Like, supposed to. Like, they're not supposed to kill you for nothing. So I don't know, because then wouldn't any shootout with the cops be self-defense? That's my whole point. Like, that's why in the commission of a crime.
I think that's what we're trying to get at. I think that's what we're trying. Yo, I truly believe, you know how things are reciprocal? I believe the U.S. is going back to the Wild Wild West. Next thing you know, they're going to be, you're going to have the police, and it's going to be the OK Corral, and they go, wah, 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 and they're standing in front of, on the street. This town ain't big enough for the two of us there, Pilgrim. And they're just going to pow, and whoever leaves first, it's going to be fucking... That's what the states is going down to. And I'm happy to be here in Canada to where only rappers talk about guns, because...
Yeah. I don't know. I just think that whole open carry shit and like that, but that's why their gun violence is out of control down there, right?
Ridiculous.
Because you just let anybody say that they can defend their shit. I don't know. I just wanted to have a philosophical conversation on whether what you thought was right or whatever. You know what I mean?
I don't even think the U.S. sees it as gun violence. I think they just see it as like if you walk through
gun
Forest
use.
Lawn and you see crackheads fighting, you just walk past the shit. Like, it's just, that's not a fight. That's
that's
Tuesday.
Life.
So,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I don't think Americans see gun violence as gun violence. They see it as, well, yes. If you are comfortable driving around with a fucking 30-06 and a holder designed for your truck to hold your 30-06, and you bought it at the same place you bought milk.
So then do you think this all stems from a lack of gun control then?
Yo, oh, God.
Do they need to have Canadian levels of gun control?
That'll never happen.
I thought you wanted to keep this shit to an hour, bro.
Yeah, you're right. That's for another week.
But I think even more so than even the gun control, because there's states like New York and Chicago have like some of the strictest gun laws, right? But So it's the culture of violence that they have there. Like,
it's
you
systemic.
Can control the laws. That ain't gonna stop shit.
The U.S. was built off the entitlement of owning guns. And I think that's why Canada doesn't have like the gun violence it does, even though you can drive from Windsor to fucking Detroit, pick up a gun and drive back, is because we don't feel like it's our right, our duty as a human, or like a God-given right to have a firearm. And sometimes you give the God-given right to a firearm to someone that can't fight. You got gun violence. Yeah, they got to defend themselves. And then it's like, well, it's my right. You're not going to take my guns away. I'm going to protect my guns with my guns. And then you got these motherfuckers that have these feelings that go into power, go into politics. Then you get your stand your ground laws. And then you get all these things. And then you just have gun violence that's out of control. You got kids that can go. You got 18-year-old kids that can't buy a gun in their state, but there's no laws about buying a gun at a gun show at another state and taking that gun separately into your state. And all the states have different types of gun laws and different types of gun transportation laws. But at the end of the day, you're living in a country that was built off of the entitlement to own a gun. And I think that's why there's so much gun violence in the states, because they feel it's their God-given right to have gun violence.
Speaking of which,
I don't know, to a degree, it's like, I don't know, man. Like, if it's so easy for criminals to get guns, then I really should be able to have one.
And that's the flip side of it. That's the flip side of it.
Like, that's like why. So basically, if a criminal comes in with the gun, give him everything, let him fuck my girl, make him a drink, right? Because I can't have a gun. He knows I can't, right? Like, so he just come in. It's almost like the fucking Simpsons where, like, they threw away all their weapons, so the aliens, like, took them over with, like, a stick. Yeah. And then they took the world back because they made like a stick with a nail in it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, fucking.
It's going to nail. Like, run.
Yeah, because he's fucking. It's crazy weaponry, right? Like, I don't know. If guns are impossible to stop, I don't think you can take the control. Like, I don't think you can. Because why can't I not have a gun if criminals just get the shit?
And at the end of the day, that's why I said I think reforming gun laws isn't going to do anything.
It's not going to work.
You got to change the
culture. Let them have the guns.
Yeah,
but have some kind of training.
But like, I think they just got to shift the culture somehow.
You can buy a gun, go through some training. Because if you respect a firearm, there's going to be less cause for, like, even with accidents with kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's kids that take guns to school and they're playing with it. Like, look what my daddy got, da-da-da, and you're playing with the revolver. Next thing you know, an 8-year-old shoots a 5-year-old. Not out of beef, because you're playing with the gun. Like, I feel like don't take away the guns, but if you have to go through some sort of firearm training just in order to own the firearm, because there's places that you can just buy a gun and go, like, not in the States, there's a lot.
Oh,
there's,
not in the States,
in the States.
Not in the States.
You respect the firearm more, and once you respect the firearm more, there's going to be less instances, I feel like, with the violence and stuff like that. And then you got to feel like some of the gun violence, or a majority of the gun violence in the U.S. is not from legal guns. So punishing people that have legal weapons is not going to stop gun violence, right? Because there's only a few cases. I know there's that one case where that dude grabbed his gun and shot his neighbor because he was tired of his neighbor throwing snow on his step. It was with a legal firearm and da da da. And that's one of those things where it's like, that's a person that might need a mental stability check.
Yeah, more than that.
You know, like, what I'm saying? It's more than just gun laws.
You did it with a knife or something. Like,
but the U.S. is, U.S. politics is based off of giving people black or white situations to gray areas and then telling them to choose. And you're just, you know, you're really catering to that black or white emotion in that person. It's like, take away the guns or keep all the guns. And people are like, well, keep the guns. And then you get voted in because you're with the more keep the gun people. But then you got people like, okay, so now what? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, whatever. I don't feel like taking away the guns is a good idea.
I don't think taking away the guns. I do think they need gun control. People who say that they shouldn't have any gun control are crazy. But I do think that, A, If they could have them, why can't we have them? I don't know.
And I feel the same way, but every time I say that, someone comes with, okay, so what type of gun controls do you think should happen? And I'm like, that's when I'm like over my pay grade. I'm like, I don't know, control the guns.
I would have to look at next the killing subject. Speed of weapons and like, I don't know, maybe auto fire. I don't know.
And then the states and stuff like that.
But even those people would have to agree that there has to be some sort of, like, I don't think there's a person out there who could, with a straight face, tell me they don't think any gun control whatsoever should be given.
Yeah, there is.
I could look at a million plus people that have little cards that say NRA on them that would beg to differ.
I want to meet those people because I don't
I've actually
think
met them. And it's surreal when you talk to them. You're just...
So they're just like, yo, man, if you want to pull up with a 50 cal in the back of your pickup truck and mow down half the school and the law enforcement can't even stop you because you're using a gun with uranium tip bullets and like, who cares?
Yeah, there's people that
like I just don't even get how they go into the
woods in the Pacific Northwest and they have little militias out there that believe that shit, too.
Don't get me wrong. It's not like they think like I should be allowed to go kill people if I want to, but it's like it's my God-given right to own whatever firearm I want, and no one can take that away from me.
Yeah, but they don't. Mm-hmm. But then they don't see the. Over I guess if you don't see the flip body. Side of what that
yeah,
could
and I
mean,
said, so,
then you're.
Yo, I asked this guy, like, because he's a Californian Republican, which was weird, you know. But I was asking him, but you do admit that there is like a problem with gun violence in America, right? He's like, yeah. So I'm like, where do you think that stems from? He's like, video games. These kids watch too many video. Like, you can even you can't communicate.
Yeah, one of those people who think rap's the problem.
So he's just
right?
Like, I'm like, really? You think?
And that's another conversation for another day.
Yeah.
Because I think that some of that, like, when I hear about some of this shit and like even like black scholars are like, oh well, you know, rap culture is destroyed. Nah, man. Like, I'll tell you this right now, man. Art imitates life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The reason why these niggas are singing about it is not because they are glorifying it and other people are getting into it. I'm going to tell you something right now. Every single person I know who is doing dirt had behavioral problems as kids before rap was a thing. I don't see very many people who, from my neighborhood, all the people who are doing the dirt were the same kids who were doing the dirt, who were the same kid who was fucking in the back of the class most of the time. I didn't see many people who were not about that life listening to rap or watching movies and then all of a sudden want to pick up shit. I just don't think, like, I don't know. We can have an argument on whether some of that shit is hard-coded or whether, like, just because of what you see from young and how you realize money needs to be made or what you're... But I don't see many people who made the flip on something weird. Like, everybody who's doing shit, if I knew them when they were young, I would have said he would be doing shit when he was old. Like, I don't...
All adult delinquents that's were just juvenile my, delinquents. Is what
that's, yeah, like, I just don't see it being, like, rap or anything. I think it's, like, circumstance, how you came up, what you saw, money. I don't know. Like, I don't know if it was rap music.
I don't know how many rap songs did Bill Cosby listen to before he decided to start making bitches.
Well, that's all that lean and shit.
Like, he was the first one. Like, these black people need to stop doing this and this and that. It's like, okay, buy another drink, Bill. All right.
Yeah.
I think we're there. I think we hit it. Two subjects and we hit it. I think we did some good debating. We got some good views on the Twitch feed, and I think the OBS is working. There's no drops. I wanted to talk about the missing Chinese tennis player, but we'll do that next week.
Let me read up on that story.
It's weird. It's movie. Yeah. Like, if you watch it, it's like, bro, this is not real life. This is a fucking Michael Bay movie. Like, what the fuck's going on? Yeah. Where can they find y'all?
Yo, Idol. You can find me on all streaming platforms, Idol, or on Twitch and all the other places at Idolverse. If you can't find me at Idol, Idolverse.
J Thaddeus, Google me, baby.
Baby.
Hey, baby.
Baby.
You could flip flan farm filth. I am Will Hayes. My name is Will Hayes, or Illuminati Giuliani with a one. You can find me on Twitch under Illuminati, or I am Will Hayes on all streaming platforms. I did change it again. Why? Because I got bored. Other than that, thank you very much for tuning into. Oh, I forgot. We didn't even introduce the podcast. I Want on the Smoke, episode 153. That's where we at, I believe. And that's that, yeah. So we're going to watch some football. I might stream some football. Thaddy's going to drink his mocha latte tea, his chai tea. It's frothy tea.
Yeah, it's Sunday, so you know I usually eat a little something. So I smell some bacon cooking.
My wife left, so I have not. I don't I like smell. Bacon. I'm going to Otto's house. To have some bacon.
Plenty.
Plenty of bacon. Yes, I'm coming.
I don't know what else is down there, but I smell that.
Yo, cuz it's cooking up. I miss getting cooked for it on Sundays. Ain't some bullshit.
I usually take part, but yeah. Hey, podcast Sundays now.
Yeah, podcasting on Sundays is awesome. We stay sober cuz I ain't trying to drink a whole fucking fifth of fucking rum on Sunday mornings. I will for the cause though. If it comes down to it, I'll drink a fifth of rum in the mornings on Sundays.
Shit. Thanks for making the sacrifice, doggy.
Appreciate it. Yeah. All right, motherfuckers. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate y'all. With that, we out.
Peace.
Wait. Shout out to Mr. Good Stuff, Mrs. Good Stuff, Miss Vicky Boo, Shailene, Have This Too, and everybody that tuned into the stream today. Appreciate y'all. I got a hair in my mouth.
And his wife ain't home, bro. Thank you.